Hey everyone, it's your girl, the Queen of NE, and I'm so excited to tell you about my show, Queen's Court. It's an awesome, fun, super interactive podcast led by yours truly, bringing you some awesome interviews, some great collabs, and just enjoying discussing our beloved sport of wrestling. You can find me on Twitter at the Queen of NE, on Instagram at xthequeenofne, and of course my podcast, Queen's Court, on Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere podcasts are out. I encourage you to come take a listen to something new, something fresh, and something that you can only have when you hold court with the Queen.
Welcome everybody to another illustrious edition of the Regular Guy Wrestle Talk. I am your host as always, Matt Granberry. Well, this is going to be a short one. Not going to be just a very long one. Of course, my episodes are not very long anyway. But just want to share my thoughts with you guys on the Money in the Bank winners. You know, there have been winners in the past that a lot of us not really agreed on. But I gotta say, I am very, at least for me, I'm not speaking for everyone, at least for me, the winners this year, I don't know, for the men's side, I picked different ones. He wasn't my first choice, but for the women's side, I couldn't have picked a better one. Let's dive into this. Asuka. I think people have been trying to get her to do at this spot for years now. And I don't know about you guys, but for me, I think this would be a perfect opportunity. Now, I know I may piss off the Becky Lynch fans out there, but you know what? I don't care. This is a situation where Asuka is prime and ready to take that belt off of Becky. Whether it happens or not, I don't know. I don't know if Asuka's going to defend the contract I don't know if she's going to cash in soon, or she might wait to a particular date or a particular opportunity. Who knows? But I'm really, really glad they had Asuka win. I'm really, really glad of that. Because she deserves it. She deserves it. Not that there's any lack of talent in the women's match, or there was any lack of talent in the women's match. But hey, I mean, come on, it was right. It felt right. It just felt right. Now, you're a fan of the other competitors and you feel they got jaded or slighted, hey, that's your opinion. I'm just sharing mine. But I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know if she's going to toy with Becky, if they're going to have the storyline where, you know, did like Brock last year where his music hits, doesn't show up. Music hits, oh, he comes out for a little bit, then he leaves. Music hits, he's coming down to the ring, no, he's going back. I don't know what they're going to do. But Asuka and Becky can put on great matches. We've seen that. Royal Rumble, the last time I met, I can't remember what event it was, but it was damn good matches. Damn good matches. They can put on damn good matches. Now, whether Asuka waits for like an opportunity when the champ is down, or just straight up says, look, I know I can beat you. I'm going to cash it in on you on this date, this event. Get ready for me. Oh, wait, you're not ready for Asuka. Sorry, that bad impersonation. Sorry. But that was one of two right calls, I think. If it had been Baszler, that would have been another right call. Again, my opinion, just mine. But, yeah, I'm very happy Asuka won. Now to the men's. I'm not laughing out of spite or you know, oh my God, it was such a stupid decision. No, it's actually a very refreshing decision that Otis won. As of this recording, it's Monday. Monday Night Raw has not happened. So I really think that this is definitely a situation where Otis is going to have to be put into a situation where he is going to defend the briefcase. I picked AJ, Alistair, or Daniel Bryan to win, which I still think Aleister Black is getting booked so wrong. But that's another podcast for another day. Just a little side note opinion. But Otis, you can't help but love the guy. And the storyline with him and Mandy, this is just furthering that. And in a very good way. So I don't say that. I don't say this often. But kudos to you, Vince. Kudos to you. By the way, another side note. The scene where AJ and Daniel were fighting in Vince's office. I'm sorry, that's just great. That was just awesome. That was great. I loved it. Okay. But yeah, I'm thinking Otis, he's going to come out, you know, the guy's an uber baby face. He's so over as a face. You know, he's going to come out, celebrate, and I'm thinking either Corbin or somebody else is going to come out as the heel and say, hey, you don't deserve that. I deserve that. I challenge you for that briefcase. That's where I'm seeing this going. This is where I'm seeing this going, is Otis really having to defend that briefcase, maybe on multiple occasions, before he actually decides to cash in, or the storyline writes for him to cash in the briefcase. That's what I'm thinking. That's where my mind is heading, y'all. I might be totally wrong. They may go into a totally different direction in that, hell, we don't even, Otis doesn't do anything. You know, doesn't, you know, come out, you know, his music doesn't hit. He doesn't, you know, he's not taunting Drew or anything like that. And he's just, hey, I'm just going to sit back. And then all of a sudden, bam, you know, 6 months down the road, holy crap, it's Otis. He's going to cash in. Who knows? What would be really surprising is if he didn't cash in on Drew at all. He cashed in on the United States champion. How about that? I mean, I don't know if that's going to happen. It's probably not going to happen. Because, you know, why would you not want to cash in on the top prize? But who knows? Who knows what's going to happen with Otis? With Asuka, you're kind of, okay, sooner or later, her and Becky are going to fight again. Sooner or later, her and Becky are going to lock horns for the Raw Women's Championship. Now, could she cash in on Bayley? Absolutely. Absolutely she could cash in on Bayley. I really don't see that. I really see her doing what Becky did and trying to get redemption. And I think that would be the better storyline, really. Again, just me talking. But with Otis, the unpredictability is there. You know, it was a surprising win. I was like, okay, not my first choice, but hey, not the worst. You could do a lot of things with Otis. You really could. My humble opinion, just mine. But yeah, why not? Why not, you know, put the briefcase on him? He may have a successful cash in, he may not. Who knows? But you cannot deny the guy's appeal. Gives fat boys like me a hope and a chance. But anyway, well, that's all I'm going to share for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, thank you everybody to listen that listens to the DIY WTSB Network. We thank you guys so much. Thank you to the other members of the DIY WTSB Network, my podcasting family. Thank you so much, guys. You're awesome. Love every one of you. Thank you to PowerSlam TV for being a great sponsor. Thank you to Synergy Wrestling for being a great partner. And guys, for once again, be kind to one another. Support each other in our mutual love of pro wrestling. Be safe out there. And we'll see you later. Very upbeat. Very upbeat episode. I liked it. Hope you guys liked it too. All right. We'll see you later. Bye.